questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all around the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. Question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is about the form of hijab or covering or veil for the ladies, which is more comprehensive and considered as superior. A chador or a kind of veil which ladies in East Asia usually used to cover is known to be a superior and, let's say, complete form of covering for the sisters. It has been asked that why is it the only, actually, why is chador is known to be and considered as superior and complete? Aren't other forms of hijab also complete and comprehensive? And so what is the reason that we introduce this sample and this role model to the world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Question about the chador, which has been, the term which is very famous among the Muslims, especially in, some countries.
Yeah.
They know this particular hijab or, which is famous for chador.
Yeah.
Actually, we have some verses in Noble Quran talking about these kind of a veil, or you may call it chador,
mm-hmm.
Which we use it for the hijab. First of all, we have in chapter Ahzab, verse number 59. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said that, يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن. O Prophet, tell to your wives and to your daughters and the wives of the faithful people, يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن, to draw closely over themselves their chadors when going out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That make it likely for them to be recognized and not to be troubled.
Yeah.
You see, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when said that يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِبِهِنَّ, to draw closely over themselves their chadors, very explicitly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about particular hijab which is best, mm-hmm. actually, according to the verse of Noble Quran. Not only in this chapter Ahzab, but beside that we have in chapter Nur, verse number 31.
Yeah.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَلِيَضْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرِحِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ, to draw their scarves over their bosoms.
Mm-hmm.
وَلَا يُبْدِينَ ذِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the rest of the verse talking about some exception. Not to display their charms, except for their, husband and so on and so forth, the rest of the, ayah and verse in the Noble Quran.
Yes.
Actually, at least we have these two verses talking very explicitly about the hijab, the concept of hijab. In chapter Noor, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمَرِهِنَّ is referring to kind of scarves.
True.
Okay, but more complete version of that, it is in chapter Ahzab, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about chadors, or yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihinna. Okay, these jalabib to draw closely over themselves their chadors is more complete version of hijab. You see, in this beautiful verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the two kinds of hijab is necessary for women. But the more complete version of that is chador, which I mentioned in this verse of chapter.
But how can we, Sheikh, adapt jalabib with chador? Because jalabib might be something very different from what we call today as chador. So it is a sort of covering that it has been used, and in, even in some countries now, they are using a sort of covering which is not that thick as chador is. So it can be something close to that.
Of course, you see that when we talk about different cultures, if you go to, for example, different countries, they use different, forms of chadors. But, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he mentioned jilbab or jalabibihinna. If you go to the Arabic literature or lexicons, you find jilbab is kind of covering which cover the body of woman, which is, which is more than a scarf and cover some parts of the body of woman to be shown. And this jilbab could be different in different cultures. You see, maybe you can use some, color in this culture or, for example, another form of that. But generally speaking, jilbab is, kind of more complete than khimar, and is more longer than that, which cover maybe the entire body of woman.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So does it mean that the other forms of covering for ladies in different cultures are not as complete as this one, and they need to actually practice this one which we are prescribing now?
Of course, we have, as you mentioned, the example of manto, or for example, other form for the covering of the body of woman. But generally speaking, you see that the body of woman should not be display for the, for the stranger, and not to attract their attention,
So whatever form of hijab which refrains from or avoids showing the, let's say, body of the ladies, so it is going to be known as a complete form of, or let's say, an accepted form of it.
Yes, but it could be acceptable from the perspective of Islamic laws. But base kind of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. Jilbab beside the khimar are best version of that. We cannot doubt these two titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. They are base form of hijab, but it could be different in different cultures, but we have other form for hijab with conditions that I mentioned, not to be attractive to the stranger and not to display the body of the woman.
But in some cultures, there are some other forms, as I said earlier, which might be more, covering than the chador itself, or what we call it as jilbab. For example, in Lebanese culture, there are some sort of, covering for ladies, which is more, looks more covered than the child itself. So we need to suggest that one as well.
You know, as I said, we have when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the jilbab or khimar, as I quoted these two verses of Noble Quran,
yeah.
These are best kind of hijab which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain it to the people. But of course, in different cultures, as I said, maybe there are different form of hijab. For example, some mantos that, or some other, for example, in the, as you mentioned, in some countries, in maybe women use another form of hijab. But after all, you can choose other form of hijab, you know, beside this complete version of that. Mm-hmm. But after all, the body of woman should not attract the attention of opposite gender.
And so any kind of covering that does not show the does not attract others and strangers is okay and is known to be complete or comprehensive or not.
It could be, you know, acceptable form of hijab.
But
would be acceptable.
Not the ideal one that Quran refers to.
Yeah, of course, but so according to the verse.
If you want to define the ideal form in one sentence, how do you define it? That is jilbab. How does it
some
look
kind
like?
Some kind of you know, covering or some kind of chador which cover the entire body of woman. Of course, we have the exception of face.
Yeah.
And the, for example, the some part of the hand down. Yeah. We have some exception of that, which all scholars, they mention that. And of course, it has been mentioned in the verse of Noble Quran, إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, which means they accept those parts of the body are, you know, apparent for the people, okay?
Yeah.
But beside that, we have, after all, we have the concept of hijab, and best form of that is jilbab, which cover the entire body of woman.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and enlightening in this concept. If there is any more point, we'll be listening, and if not, we need to wrap it up here. And thank the respected listeners for staying tuned and listening to this show on the a complete and best model of hijab covering for the ladies in Islam, which has been introduced as jilbab, according to the Quranic verses. So jilbab is a sort of, let's say, thorough covering for the ladies that covers the whole body except face and just a part of the hand. But any kind of covering which is close to that is accepted. That is, does not let the strangers to be attracted with the, let's say, different bodily attractions of ladies. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned. And I'd like to thank dear Sheikh Nur Muhammad for his accepting of our invitation. Till our next show, I leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
علي وحسين وحسن.